Great opportunity there for Keller.
5 seconds left. Down to 2-1 in the game's history. As Vancouver will wind it up the board in front of their players' bench. And by golly, Ducks were in the game most of the way. Just couldn't get the tying goal here. And one of the Anaheim players is going over to the referee, Ryan Strom, for an agreement or some kind of conversation with the two officials. And I'm looking at Greg Cronin and the coaching staff. I think they might be looking at a piece of tape there and seeing what is about to happen. If there's an announcement, we'll go downstairs. One of the two referees over near the penalty box. Canucks are playing it halfway. Half the team's in the locker room, half here. And now evidently the officials say game over. Don't know exactly what happened, but Anaheim will leave the ice, losing a tough one at home, 2-1.
Yeah, I look forward to finding out what's going on. The whole Anaheim Ducks players staying on the players' bench for an extended period of time. And as you mentioned, Steve, half the Vancouver Canucks team walked through the tunnel into their dressing room. Half was on the bench just trying to figure out what the Ducks were trying to dispute there. But seems as if the game is called. Your final, 2-1, Vancouver.
I just want to ask you real quick, and then we go over and join Alexis Sayre, and I'll just say hello to a few folks. Read a final spot. Two wins in a row. Be nice if you could get that third one, but just not. That shows to me how tough it is to win and win games like three or four in a row in this league.
Well,
huh?
not only that, but look, it's not a win, but it is yet another step in the right direction when you are so close to a Vancouver Canucks team. And let's put it this way. You looked a lot better here tonight versus Canucks team than last time you played. It was a much more dominant performance, even though Vancouver Canucks were the better team for the full 60 minutes of this game. The Anaheim Ducks still played a cleaner game. Maybe they weren't winning as many puck battles, nor maybe did they have the jump as we saw in the last two wins, these past two games. But look, this is still in that conversation of good things to come. They're starting to put better consistent games together. And I don't know if we can really classify this Ducks team as playing only one period, only two periods anymore, right? They're shift in and shift out. The game plan is a lot more clear, and it seems like they're executing it better for the most part.
I agree. Look forward to hearing you with Alexis on our post-game show down the press box from us. Hey, Jack Daniels, the only good thing from waiting is whiskey, so make it count. And make sure you stick around here to listen to our post-game show. You can text 714-940-2950. Emerson and Alexis up here in the press box, and have your questions answered on tonight's post-game show. Just a note or two, want to remind you that Anaheim Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Hockey Network, brought to you by UCI Health, stopping at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. I have just a quick message for some folks we met up here on the press box before the game. And Janet Conley, of course, from the Ducks office, inviting some people out, just a tour, and some kind people up here. So I want to mention their names: Nikki Bennett, Ryan Bennett, Grace Bennett, daughter, 9 years of age, and Chris Mazzo. M-O-T-Z-O is how you say it. Thank you for spending some time with us before the game. We do that with a lot of our fans and some special people having a good time before this hockey game. Want to thank all the folks involved with our broadcast tonight, including Emerson Edom. So stick around for this post-game show, and we will greet you on Wednesday night from this building. Still three more games at home at Honda Center on this stand. We see Ottawa Senators, that's next up, then Dallas, then the New York Islanders. Sorry we couldn't get it done for you. Ducks fall one goal short and lose tonight at home to Vancouver 2-1. For everybody here at Honda Center, have a special night and a safe drive home. For Emerson, I'm Steve. Hope you enjoyed it, and good night from Anaheim, California. And you've been listening to Ducks Hockey on DuckStream.
Thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthew scored. You'll know how hard he shot it. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from. Even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital, Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go. Be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot today.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
CACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks falling to the Vancouver Canucks at Honda Center tonight, 2-1, the final here. Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you. We're going to talk about this game, what all happened in this one tonight. Vancouver out shooting Anaheim in this one, 31-18 there, and that was definitely a storyline as a part of this one.
Yeah, they came right out of the gates hot. The Canucks did. I mean, 15 shots on goal only in the first period, and they didn't maintain, of course. I mean, that would be on pace for 45 shots on goal through the full 60 minutes, averaging that 15. So they didn't maybe sustain that that volume of shots that they showed earlier in the first period. But no question, I mean, they were the team controlling possession time. It seemed like they were the more confident team because of those puck touches, and they just kept rolling. I thought their best period was their first. Maybe they didn't play as well for the rest of the way, but well enough to earn the 2 points.
And they certainly earned that first period as they were the ones to score first. So let's get into the highlights from this one. It was Niles Hoglander that got the first goal for the Vancouver Canucks, and it came from Quinn Hughes, a very deceptive looking play by him to find Niles in front of the net and put in the back of the net.
that they displayed last time these two teams met. And how about Quinn Hughes there? Oh!
Wow.
A quick goal, a minute 37 in, and a big scoring opportunity there. It appears like Hoaglander will be the guy that gets credit for the goal. Niles Hoaglander whipped it by Dostal. Not much he could do about that because the Vancouver player was all by himself, and he took it up high just over the shoulder of Dostal. It's 1-0 Vancouver.
Now, Hoaglander getting that first goal, but Quinn Hughes was such a big part of this game. He is so effective everywhere on the ice.
Yeah, speaking of being just effective all game long, how about that play he started off to Hoaglander there? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was shifty. He was pivoting, kind of doing that Sidney Crosby style, opening up the hips and being deceptive in that way. But on the far side, just back forth with those long range of stick handles there, really throwing the pressure off and tossing in front to Hoaglander for the finish. And it was quick. It happened really early. And look, there's not a whole lot the Ducks, at least defensive system, could have done to put a stop to that one.
But they did end up scoring the next goal. And this one came from Alex Killorn. It was a backhand pass that he sent back to Max Jones, who then found him back. And he put it in the back of the net on the glove side. A great goal from Alex Killorn.
Here comes Anaheim, streaking in Killorn. Killorn on the half wall near side, out in front, Max Jones. Now a shot, they score! Jones had the puck deflect right to the teammate. Coming up to the left for the Vancouver goaltender, and Alex Killorn shoved it in to tie up the game. 1-1, 4:15 into the opening frame.
And what's unique about that goal as well is both teams scored on their first shot on goal in this game.
Yeah, very very interesting. And look, it was a great response because things early on for the Anaheim Ducks were not going their way. Mm-hmm. It was just complete domination right out of the gate, capped off by that phenomenal play from Quinn Hughes to Hoaglander there. It was very key that they responded in the way that they did because things could have turned in a hurry had they not done so.
And then with that rest of the period, I mean, Vancouver ended up dominating, getting way more shots on goal than Anaheim as a part of that one. 15 for the Canucks in that one. Only 3 from Anaheim. And the Canucks, a lot of consecutive shots to close out that period. And hence why early in the second, it was Connor Garland who had the backdoor goal, just 3:34 into that frame.
Here comes JT Miller. Front of the net, a shot, they score! Wow. Todorov, one of the defensemen involved in that. Boy, there's not much a goaltender like Dostal can stop there or have any control over. They just rammed to the net. 3 across, a pretty shot, and it's 2-1 for Vancouver right now.
Emerson, when I was watching that play, I was watching Isaac Lundestrom in the front where he had Connor Garland at the moment, and then the second before Zadorov shot that puck, or rather to Garland, Garland had spun off Lundy and found that open ice space, and I was just looking at that during that play.
I did not catch that. I'll be perfectly honest. I was really just paying attention to Zadorov there is just overall strength on the puck and the confidence and the deception before tossing that thing backdoor to Garland because what a phenomenal play. Mm-hmm. Just Connor Garland just flipping the blade of his stick just into the perfect angle for that deflection on the backdoor with that shot and just a great finish, but a really heads-up play by Nikita Zadorov there, making things happen. He's a smooth skater. He's a big body, known for his physicality, but when you make a play like that, I think it definitely put a lot of players on notice and certainly folks watching this game. I mean, what a high-level play there by Zadorov.
So Vancouver holding a one-goal lead at that point in the game, but there were a couple chances for the Ducks in that period, including a chance that Bo Grew had when his shot rang off the post.
And the penalty time over with. We're back full strength. Both teams. Shot, score! Oh, no, it didn't go in! Bo Grew hammered one. It clanged off the post, but I thought from up here we're a ways away that it might have gotten over the goal line. I don't think so now that I think about it.
Bo Grew with an absolute howitzer on that one, going far side elbow, so close to being in.
I wish we could have gone with Steve's call there. I wish it would have been a goal, of course, but it's so close on that one.
Yeah, no, it really was. And Bo Grew's got one heck of a shot. Like, he can really rip the thing. It's just, getting the consistent shifts, shift in and shift out, to be able to feel comfortable getting those opportunities. But, hey, kudos to him. That wasn't too far into that offensive zone entry. I mean, he ripped that thing from way out on the outside. It just caught everyone by surprise, including the Canucks goaltender. But hey, what an opportunity. He's got to shoot the puck more, because he's got one heck of a shot that if he shoots the puck more, I know he's going to get rewarded. He's a guy that still looking for his first goal of the season. That's a lot of games. Mm-hmm. 32 goals or 32 games for Bo Grew without a goal, and at times you start pressing, right? You start thinking of that number, that sheer volume of games and not being rewarded yet. He's gotten so many opportunities. I have a feeling that one of these next few games he's going to pop one.
And that fourth line was really grinding at points throughout this game between Johnston, Grew, and Leeson there. I mean, Leeson, there was a couple plays along the boards, you know, getting physicals, trying to get the puck in the neutral zone. But I liked a couple of the shifts that they had.
No, I think so for sure. And it was the second period where Ross Johnson, I mean, touching your point, where he cut back, he didn't see what he wanted. He bought himself some time and space, and I'm not sure if anything came of it, if what I can remember, but the attempt was there. The mm-hmm. The effort was there from those three trying to cook something up, but so close. I mean, it was a mere 1 inch away, if that, mm-hmm. from going in far side.
A game of inches sometimes. That's what hockey is. And the Vancouver Canucks kept that lead into the third period, 2-1. Lukáš Dostál coming up big with a number of saves, including one on Noah Jolson.
Vancouver there to make a play. They get a goal here. Puts him with a little breathing room. The Canucks score. We have a tie game. Pettersson out in front. Shot! Glove save! Dostál on Noah Jolson. He showed his quick glove hand that time.
And now Anaheim did have a really late push at the end of the game when they took Dostál out of the net, had that extra man on the ice, but not enough time. Time running out, and the Ducks falling in this one tonight at Honda Center, 2-1 in favor of Vancouver. We have more of this post-game show when we come back. Emerson and I just talking about what we saw in this one tonight.
Oh, my God. Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
CACLA, 125-674-EM-43390.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit anaheimducks.com/season tickets.
We're back with the post-game show, wrapping up this 2-1 loss for the Anaheim Ducks to the first-place Vancouver Canucks in the Western Conference. I mean, they have been on fire all season long, just haven't been able to score that much as of late. And, I mean, honestly, that's kind of what we saw here tonight from them.
Yeah, I think it was just Anaheim maybe not have the jump that they have the past two games. And I thought we saw what we've been hearing, what we've been seeing from this Vancouver Canucks team, as you mentioned, playing well, just not getting rewarded. I thought the sustainability of their playmaking, you could really see those quick plays early on. They're generating chance after chance, but you know, whether it was not taking advantage of certain looks, whether it's the opposition clinging on or grasping quick what they're doing and defending it well, not sure, but came out hot out of the gate, making quick plays. And my men weren't able to sustain it for the rest of the game. Now they were probably out competing. They were winning more 50-50 battles, certainly getting more shots, but I don't think there was the higher quality shots that maybe we saw the first 10 minutes of the game. Let's not count out the performance by Lukáš Dostál once again. You just would like to see him get the dub once again after another stellar game by him.
Dostal making 29 saves on 31 total shots. John Gibson out tonight with an illness, so Alex Stalock was the backup here at Honda Center tonight. And also as a part of this game, I mean, the Ducks had 20 block shots. So that's just talking about, you know, the traffic and just throwing their bodies out, you know, on a couple of the chances that Vancouver did have.
Yeah, and good on them for continuing to get in the shooting lane. There's been a ton of games where this Ducks team has compiled a lot of hits in one game, a lot of block shots, as we saw tonight. Good on them, not taking anything away from them, but typically you're maybe not playing with the puck a whole lot if you're forced to block so many shots, right? So I think that's that added layer to it. Can't take away the sacrifice, the dedication to really standing into some of these bombs. But look, it's you want to get the 2 points, block shot total high or not. You're just finding ways to play more with the puck, and that seemed to be some struggle for the Ducks here tonight.
Let's get to some of your thoughts about this one tonight, starting with our first text that we received on the text line. It's unfortunate that the Ducks lost tonight. That back post gets them every time. Steve, it also got Steve tonight. we were so close.
Yep, no, it so close, but that's just,
it's the way it goes sometimes.
Yep.
Another one we have here, Emerson. Why didn't the coach use his challenge when Steve thought the goal was in?
Well,
maybe they did.
Well,
they
and they have their own iPads on the bench too, right? So the coaches, they get a quick look. They get a replay on that as quick as anyone. That's all part of having an iPad behind the bench. And you don't want to take away your timeout if you need it at the end. So if you miss that challenge, you get your timeout taken away. That's certainly something that you don't want to do, especially if you have this feeling or you see it firsthand with that iPad. The coaching staff looking at it right after that play happened. I'm sure confident that although close, didn't go in, therefore no challenge requested.
There's also a room of video staff that watches the games and is in communication with the Anaheim Ducks coaches. So they obviously were in agreement with that one on that end. But another text as a part of this same number saying, and then Steve mentioned that there was tape on the ice. Can you explain what you saw? I'm pretty sure he's referring to the iPads and the footage, but that's Steve's, you know, older terminology.
There you go. You know, he's always coming up with something special there, and that's just another instance of that.
All right, another one for you, Emerson. With the NHL trade deadline less than 1 week away and some Ducks rumored to be traded, how did you handle the trade deadline as a player who might be traded?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's interesting because probably my best opportunity to get traded was getting traded yet again from Vancouver after I put together a solid late season push in my time there. That probably would have been just the opportunity that makes more sense just within my career because we had some really good Ducks teams that were competitive. I was playing more of an energy role, third, fourth line guy in my first year playing with Kyle Palmieri, and I had a strong finish to that season. So it seemed like I really turned it on late in maybe in this case, the Ducks felt that, of course, I would have been a benefit for them in the playoffs with some of those deep teams. I mean, we had Solani and Koivu on those first teams. Beauchemin, I mean, we were jam-packed with talent. I provided some speed and some boost from a youthful perspective, but we were stacked. Vancouver on the other end, maybe someone around the landscape could have seen what I did with that late push there. But from a timing standpoint, I just felt that I would maybe be one of the least likely to get traded on my teams. But I think it's a different game. I mean, it's not too far off the time I was playing, but I think there's different needs during these times that teams are trying to address. There's just more, I think, intuitiveness with management on really getting in depth. I mean, just in my time, it was just the start of statistics as far as analytics and those deep possession stats, so on and so forth. So it was kind of around the time those started. It's just blossomed into thinking from a managerial perspective that even in my time, they weren't thinking that way.
Very interesting. I like hearing about your time as a player and from that perspective, too, because that trade deadline is just, I mean, it's this week. It's March 8th on Friday, and the Ducks are playing on Friday, too. That adds another layer to it. They do have their next game on Wednesday, but it's going to be an interesting week to see if anything happens with the Anaheim Ducks organization. In addition to, we already saw, the Ducks trading away Ilya Labushkin to Toronto, getting some more draft stock. We know that's something that GM Pat Verbeek really has been working towards and got a lot last year on that end, just building that future, building, this young big team. So it's going to be a big week.
Get your popcorn ready.
All right, another text that we got here. Fizz here, he said, Lacombe came for warm-ups, but Cam played and Lacombe was scratched. And then Cam still had the open sutures, and he even took his cage off before the end of the game. Wasn't that rushing Cam back when not necessary? And he also said, Dostal, Jones, Lundstrom played really well tonight, and Henrik is still crushing it.
Yeah, I think part of it's up to the training staff. Mm-hmm. I think part of it's up to the player, right? I think it's you, of course, have to get the green light from your medical staff, make sure, any kind of head. I'm sure there was a concussion test there being approved, or at least Cam passing. You got to think anything nowadays regarding the head contact, contusions, they're going to check some kind of concussion and where you are at from that standpoint. So I'm just assuming, but anything to the head, once again, you got to monitor those and be super careful. You got a world-class talent in Cam Fowler, I'm sure even it seemed as quick as it did, took extra precaution. Mm-hmm. So I think, as well as this medical staff for the Anaheim Ducks is and how they conduct themselves, and make no mistake, I mean, this medical staff, they got Leo Carlson back way probably quicker than expected. Mm-hmm. It seemed like in any which category you look at players' injuries, they're on the faster end of recovery, and that's just a testament to what we have as far as medical training staff here with the Anaheim organization.
I think about Alex Killorn too, who had that knee surgery, and then he came back after not very long either. I was expecting maybe a little longer than he came back, and he's been playing really well for the Ducks through, this stretch so far. And I think you're right in a sense that you know, Cam definitely had a say in it because, I mean, he took the bubble off, ended up going with the half shield, which I would think is a little scary when you've got that on your face still a little bit. Yeah.
Hey, these are hockey players. Yeah. Right? These are
as they're tough guys. Yeah, they're tough guys. What am I saying? I'm just up here. Yeah.
They're as tough as they come, but
they are tough.
It's not a bad question whatsoever. I think it's a very great question. Hey, why force it? But, hey, there's I think there was a box that needed to be checked off, and, you know, with medical staff here with Anaheim, there's not a whole lot better out there, and I think they definitely did their due diligence. But yeah, quick, you know, interesting changeup, bubble, half shield, but you got to think as far as how well Cam knows his own game, his own body. He's been in this league for years and years and years. That he's certainly the guy to really assess him himself to the best of his ability and make the right call.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, when we come back, we will get to hear from what's going on down in the locker room, maybe some players, maybe head coach Greg Cronin. We'll have to see, but don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes.
Hey, you keep saying you got something.
Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover.
This ain't Texas. Oh. Ain't no hold'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world?
We are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted.
Or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea wants the step back three and got the step back three.
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On to It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments you put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times. Love on the earth.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Oh my God, Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthew scored. You'll know how hard he shot it. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from. Even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
All right, we're back with the post-game show on DuckStream, and now we're going to get to hear from head coach Greg Cronin on his thoughts about this Ducks loss tonight to the Vancouver Canucks.
Certainly a very competitive game tonight. Could have easily gone the other way, I think.
Yeah, we were honestly sleepy the first period. They did play their last game on the 29th. And obviously they haven't been winning a lot, so they came out with a sting on them, and we kind of watched them skate around, and then we woke up in the second. And yeah, that's one of those games hurt, you know, because you're in the game, and the second goal was unnecessary. Like, we killed two penalties off in a row, and then we have, you know, Sammy comes out of the box, and we're in a 5-on-5 situation, and it seemed like we didn't react to it. We looked like we had lost our structure, and to give a tap-in goal like that as a game winner was like, that's, you know, that's frustrating. But at the same time, they had more chances than we did. I don't think we generated enough. We had some zone time, particularly in the second period, but we weren't able to get pucks to the net. They did a really good job taking lanes away and blocking shots. I think if we had gotten some pucks through in that second period there, the last 10 minutes we had the puck quite a bit, we might have got another goal or two out of that, but we just didn't get it down there.
Is it the question of just getting more shots in one of those cases, yeah, and dumping it?
Some of it's just talent. Some guys, you know, you get Zellweger's able to get across the blue line. He sees things. His head's up. He's able to give a little bit of misinformation to the shot blocker, so he gets him to freeze and he slides it by him. Our other guys are still trying to learn how to do that. You know, you watch Hughes get it. He moves across the blind. You know, 9 out of 10 shots are getting through, and they're getting where he wants it to be, or he's shooting for a stick blade. You know, they got a few guys that can do that, and that's just kind of the process for us, is trying to get our D to be more efficient at it.
Coming back to the second goal, I mean, you're looking to go back into man-to-man structure there,
yeah,
right? And
yeah,
I guess that was Minty's man, Miller, right? So it was,
yeah,
I guess Carrick was kind of in a zone situation there? Or?
Well, he come off the penalty box, and then there's like a scissor play they run at the blue line, right? So they had the puck carrier was traveling to the inside of the ice, and Sammy was already there, so Sammy went to absorb him. We actually walked through that play, but Minty for some reason followed the guy, because he started in Minty's lane, but they did a switch up top. So when the puck carrier skates into the middle lane, the middle player forward is Sammy, should absorb him, and then Minty should just stop and take the play that's coming over top. And, you know, it happens a lot in football with receivers and DBs. And for whatever reason, Minty just kept going. And then, you know, I think I felt bad for Lundy, because he got kind of stuck there. And then their other forward was, I don't know, cheating out in no man's land. We should have another guy right in where that pass went through. It was just a breakdown. It was so frustrating, because penalties are killed, and they didn't even get much in the penalties. So we had a good chat in between the periods to get guys energized. And, you know, you give that up. It's unfortunate.
You really leaned on Cam and Owens now as Cam comes back in after being out for a couple. What did you think about the way that you had them together as a pair, but what did you feel like they did well tonight?
Well, I mean, Cam, give him credit. Come out, he got a huge cut in his face and big swelling there, and he comes out and he plays. That's a tough for any sport with his contact. When guys have injury like that, that's a hard game to play in. I thought he played really well. I thought Zellweger was terrific. Like, his ability to get up the ice, and like I said earlier, give you some offense at the blue line is something that we desperately need. So, Cam was good. He was steady, and I thought Olin was good. And they're a good hockey team. And, I told the guys, I'm proud of the effort. We battled with them, and I thought Doss was terrific again. You know, they could have probably had a couple more goals, but he was great. So it stinks, but, I'm proud of their effort.
6-on-5, kind of a microcosm of that. I mean, you guys get set up, you get three pretty good chances, but none of them net.
Well, Killer breaks the stick, and then Adam gets one right in the slot. The goalie had no idea where it was. I just watched the replay after the game was over. Zero idea. He could have floated that in, and he had that whole top half of the net. The goalie was down, and he couldn't see it, and he just shot it too high, and then Killer's last shot, he missed the net. It was so, and those are those ones you want on a pulled goal. You just get it off the goalie's pads, because usually you have more sticks, than they do in those rebound areas, and we couldn't hit the net.
We've seen people pull goalies super early these days, but you left it kind of late, it seemed. Was there a lack of communication?
No. We pulled them early the other game when it wasn't actually supposed to be a pull, and that was the Nashville game, I think. I analytics has all their stuff, and that I'm a big believer that you pull the goalie when we transporting the puck across the offensive blue line, or you recover the puck in the offensive zone off of a forecheck. Because otherwise, and it happened, I was going to pull them, and they actually got it back right by their bench with about 2 minutes to go. And I was about to pull them, and I was like, thank God I didn't, because they got it and they dumped it back down. If you remember, there was a flurry there where they kept it on a zone at about the minute 30-second mark. So you can slice and dice that all you want. That's just my view of it is, I don't want the goalie coming out until we have full possession, or it's a face-off where you're going to have more bodies recovering loose pucks than they will have.
Max Jones with a couple of good chances again tonight. What are the things that he's doing well to put himself in those positions?
He's skating, He's skating, and when he skates, he's able to recover pucks because he's physically strong. And, I thought, he's pushing the pace and he's getting pucks back, and he's got to stay on that grid and keep playing that way.
Okay, thanks, Coach. A lot to unpack there from head coach Greg Cronin, just talking through this game, proud of the effort that his team showed tonight, but hoping that the team maybe could have got a couple more shots on net in that second period of play, maybe in that first. He thought, as he mentioned, just the team was a little sleepy, and then the end there, so close. Bummer to see that. But, I liked a lot of what he said about this game.
Yeah, he, as you mentioned, talked about those laps in defensive coverage there early on that cost him. And then, of course, I think maybe the thing I liked most about that interview there was him admiring Olin Zellweger's game, his ability to get up, and how much of a boost to him being here is to this Ducks hockey club. And that's saying a lot, right?
You
have a veteran coach in head coach Greg Cronin, who not veteran as the head coach in this National Hockey League level, but certainly assistant coach pedigree at this National Hockey League level and years of it, just being a very successful coach there with the Colorado Avalanche system in the American Hockey League. So a well-versed coach, and the fact that he's speaking so highly of a young talent in Olin Zellweger, just, he sees the importance of a guy like that for years to come.
And his play alongside Cam Fowler tonight, just praising Cam and coming back and being a part of this game in such a big way, liking both of them on the back end tonight. So definitely some good things, but also some things that hopefully the Ducks will be able to figure out before the next game on Wednesday when they're taking on the Ottawa Senators. A 7 o'clock start in that one. The pregame show we'll have for you at 6:30. So, Emerson, your final quack tonight, your final thoughts on this Sunday evening?
Well, my final quack is, and I got a kind of a hint at it with Olin Zellweger in that first intermission interview, which I thought was great. He's such a professional, and he's all business, as I was saying after the interview. But I want to see him get rewarded with just a ton of points here this over the next couple games, because he's looking so great out there, and I just want to see him get rewarded for his hard work on the score sheet.
I'm hoping over the next couple days the guys can get healthy. I'm hoping that we can get Leo Carlson back. Hopefully we can get Mason McTavish back. You know, he's out with that lower body injury that thinking he possibly sustained in the last game when he left and didn't return against New Jersey. So hoping the next couple days gives the guys some time to get healthy.
Might be our two best final quacks of the season so far. So I have a really good feeling of our final quacks right there.
I like it. I like it. Big one on Wednesday, taking on the Ottawa Senators, as I mentioned, 7 o'clock start. And that's one of that is the last game before the trade deadline. So like I said, like you said, get your popcorn ready.
I did indeed say that. So, hey, take my word for it.
Yeah, and we'll have to see.
Yeah.
I'm really curious, you know, to see how the rest of this week shakes out and what GM Pat Verbeek, you know, has up his sleeve, if it is anything at all.
You never know how it goes. Hopefully we don't have to break out the tissues. We already did it with Lyubushkin and his departure. I don't want to have to break out those Kleenex yet again. So I'm getting my popcorn. I'm going to leave the tissues aside because I'm hoping for the best.
All right. Well, you can stick around and listen to the replay of Ducks and Canucks on the other side of the break. The final here at Honda Center tonight, 2-1. The Vancouver Canucks getting the victory as the Anaheim Ducks continue on with this homestand that they're currently on. Otherwise, for Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey. Thanks for joining us on the postgame show. As always, we'll see you again on Wednesday. And you are listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
He fires a three.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere
by Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative.
Everywhere, everything. Wanna love you to prove for the words to eat. Till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital, Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
It's Keeper Iglesias on his all-new Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
I like doing the voices in places where people can't see me, like drive-thrus. Oh, I'm evil at a drive-thru, man, except the one by my house because they know me.
How can I help you?
Yeah, let me have...
Pull up.
I did an order.
Gabriel, pull up.
Friday, April 19th, Honda Center. Get your tickets now at FluffyGuy.com. Don't miss a Anaheim. Gabriel Iglesias. Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deeks.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/club seats.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.